love transcends being human. This is Dr. Herbert Albarly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with a thought for today. Love transcends being human. In scientific magazines, much is being said about what goes on with animals and man and humanity, and there's a great deal that's been said about dogs. And, of course, dogs are quite lovely to me. They say that dogs do not feel higher emotions such as shame and guilt, despite many owners who would say otherwise. We cannot understand what guilt means without a recognition that we have failed to, in some way, to hold ourselves to a higher standard. For all their intelligence, dogs do not appear to have this conception of moral good. A more interesting question is whether non-human primates like gorillas have the capacity for more human evaluation, more moral evaluation. Interesting. We oftentimes think of our dogs as having the sensitivity of knowing right from wrong and good from bad. They only know what can be accepted or not accepted by what we train them to understand. And we train them to understand these things not because we know that they have within them a certain moral ability, that they have the ability to sense shame or guilt. It's rather they have the ability to realize that when they do something right, they are praised. When they do something wrong, they are made to see that that is incorrect. We do the same thing with our children. We do the same thing with all in life. Love transcends being human. When a dog does something, he wants to have approval. And so he's looking for approval. He's looking for love. And he will love you. He will surround you with his waggly tail and his waggly hind end. He surrounds you with his licking tongue and with his joyful attitude of being. A dog knows love. Oh, truly a dog knows love. He knows love more than even a human might know love, because we know love with moral attitudes about them. If you don't behave, I'm not going to love you. If you don't do this here, I'm not going to do that for you. Well, this is, in a way, what a dog does too. But really, a dog does not have that attitude about itself. A dog does not have the attitude of a moralism about it, of a guilty consciousness or feeling ashamed in any way. It has none of these higher emotions that we are so familiar with. Now, why it does and why it doesn't is not the question. The question is, what is it that transcends being human? And love truly transcends being human. Love transcends all of these things that we have become accustomed to feeling are so natural in our life and so natural in our world and so natural in our being. If we would just realize, like a dog, they want attention. Oh, they love attention. They do anything to get attention. And humans do too. You do too. And sometimes attention is acceptable and sometimes it's not acceptable. Now, a dog does many things that a human would find unacceptable. And because a dog does these things, and because it's a dog, you don't pay too much attention to it. You just say, no. Yeah, don't do that. And a dog realizes that it does not have your favorable approval, your love, when it does something. So it doesn't necessarily stop doing it. It makes sure that you're not around when it does it. But it knows that if it wants your love, if it wants your feeling of appreciation, if it wants your feeling of approval, it must do certain things. It must not do other things that take your approval away from the loving attitude that you have. Because man's love is not an unconditional love. Man's love is very conditional. And animals' love is unconditional. An animal will love a person regardless of how the person beats them, or how the person treats them, or how the person forgets about them, or how the person doesn't realize that they have needs and they must be met and somehow they must be taken care of. The animal does not feel unhappy with the humans because they forget these things. They merely do everything in their power to have the human recognize that love transcends being human. And the dog wags its tail, and it shows its affection, and it shows its love. It's unconditionally loving, and yet it is a condition, because it wants something. It wants approval. It wants food. It wants water. It wants love. It wants affection. It wants all of these things, and those things are conditional activities of a being. And so, really, they don't represent the highest of unconditional love. And as we had said in the beginning here, dogs do not feel these higher emotions, such as shame or guilt or whatever, regardless of how we want to interpret it as owners, as their masters. But they are beautiful beings, regardless. Dogs do have a love that transcends human beingness. Would every person on the face of the earth be able to have that same unconditional love that a dog shows to its master, that a dog shows to its friend, that a dog shows to other dogs? A dog wants to have a master. A dog wants to have a pack leader. A dog wants to have someone who's going to show them the way, someone who's going to keep them online, on track, someone who's going to make sure that they're always doing something that's acceptable, something that is going to bring them approval, and something that's going to win them the honor of the people that they respect and honor the most. Now, love transcends being human, but it does not transcend the idea of why. Dogs love to have someone in charge of them. Humans do too. Dogs love to have someone direct their life and direct their world. Humans do too. And this is where we sometimes go wrong. A dog never seems to go wrong in choosing its master, because its master is its master regardless, and a dog accepts its master in all of its frailties, whereas a human does not accept its parent or its teachers or whomever are in charge of its world with all their frailties. But sometimes we wonder why. It's really amazing. It's really amazing when we realize that dogs have no morality and we love them to pieces. If we were to have no morality and were just to live being ourselves and having fun, if we were just to live and live with unconditional love, to have no judgment about whatever another person does, we just do the things that make us happy. We do the things that fulfill our life. We do the things that give us the feeling that all is in divine order. How wonderful that is. Truly, that's what a dog does too. We smile when a dog makes a mistake, and that's our error. We should look with a frown when a dog makes a mistake, say, no, no. Let him know that he has made a mistake. Not that he's bad, not that he's wrong in every terrible way, but that he has made a mistake and that the direction he's going is not going to bring him a smile, is not going to bring him human love, is not going to bring him unconditional love, which he wants very, very much. We all have that capacity to understand that as human beings, because we have the intelligence. We have the higher consciousness that shows us the way that these higher emotions are directed and deemed reasonable and possible. Love transcends being human. That's true. But can we as humans have the opportunity to say yes and no, showing the way to those whom we love so that they might walk the path of love more beautifully, more wonderfully, more perfectly. Because this is what love is all about. This is what unconditional love is all about. This is what loving your dog is all about. Loving your wife or husband or children and family. Loving your world. Loving your government. It seems strange that animals do not want to despoil their nest, and humans oftentimes forget that. The love that an animal has is so grand and so beautiful that we can certainly take a lesson and learn from it very nicely, because it is something very spectacular, very, very meaningful, and very wonderful. But it's up to us to see whether this is who and what we are, whether this is what we really want. Love transcends being human, but love is always there. Have a lovely day, and know that I love you. I love you. I love you.